A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Father, we have come to honor you. Eternal Rock, we have come to adore you. Everlasting Father, we have come to appreciate you. The year 2017 started on a Sunday, is ending on a Sunday, and we are still standing. The ground is not on top of us. Daddy, we are not below, we are still above. All because of your mercy. In all ways, we are above. Because you are our God, you are always the God of wonder. The God who has been our eternal refuge, our Ancient of Days, the one who has been steadfast in all his ways, the unchanging God. Lord, we return the praise to you. We return the adoration to you. We salute your mercy. We salute your goodness. Lord, we acknowledge your glory. Thank you, Most High God, for everyone who is saying, Lord, thank you. We pray, Daddy, Lord, that you fill their tank to be full. That, Lord, their tank of joy will be filled by your mercy in the name of Jesus. For the grace, O God, to overcome all the hurdles, all the challenges, all the needs of 2017, we say thank you. You are the only one that can make 12 months to remain 12 hours. Lord, these 12 hours, we just bow before you. Lord, that the whole year that started with 12 months has but about 12 hours. Jehovah, we ascribe glory to you. Daddy, we fill these 12 hours with praise. We fill it with worship. We fill it with adoration. We fill it with exaltation. Daddy, that our eyes will continue to see even in the new year, the glory of God in a greater dimension. Thank you, Most High God, for all that you have done, but much more for who you are. You are dependable. You are reliable. You are glorious in holiness. You are beautiful for situation. You are the immortal God. You are the everlasting Father. You are wonderful. You are awesome in praise. Lord, we bless your name. Our provider, our protector, our shield, and our exceeding great reward. We just bless you, Father. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put those hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. We really bless the name of the Lord. Just greet the people around you and say, I'm so glad to see you. And I'm so delighted to see our brethren from Liverpool. Wow. Wonderful. Wow. We are so glad to see you. Wow. 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 What a wonderful, wonderful day. Bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for his mercies. Oh, my children from London. God bless you. Amen. Well done. Amina, well done. So to see Joshua. My sister, God bless you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. It's good to see you, Brian. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Oh, God. Awesome. Awesome, God. Please be seated. Amen. We'd like to finish before 1 o'clock. Somebody pray for Pastor. Amen. Amen. So that we can set up for the night before we go, and then we can all come back on time. Yes? But can we do that? Yes? Amen. I'm excited. And it's a great privilege to be alive. Amen. And to be free. Amen. I've just been to work, and I know that the men that I ministered to and the Lord ministered to through me today, they didn't plan to be in detention. There was one particular one who was there last year, he's still there. But God gave us freedom throughout the year. We went where we wanted to go. It's not as if someone was saying, you cannot go here, you cannot go there. You wake up in the morning, I'm going to work. You go to work, you come back. You wake up and say, I need to go to the stores. You go there, you come back. You are not tagged. You are not living in limitation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a psalm that we all know that helps us to put all this together. Psalm 103. Amen. It helps us to summarize the goodness and the faithfulness of God, our eternal refuge. Amen. I'll read from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so it flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Praise the Lord. We may change the calendar, but the mercy of God is from everlasting to everlasting. Mercy is already waiting for us in 2018, because it's mercy that brought us through 2017. And this righteousness of God is from our children, from children to children. So it doesn't outgrow the centuries. Nobody can say, oh, we are now in the 21st century, we don't need mercy. No, 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 the mercy of God is perpetual. Bless the name of the Lord. And we agree with God that anyone that keeps God's covenant and remembers his commandments to do them, God will bestow mercy upon them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I just want to share a few points with us about God's faithfulness, our eternal refuge, his faithfulness. Please come with me to Luke chapter 20, verse 17. And I'm going to skip a few scriptures, but the word of God will be embedded in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 20, verse 17. Has anybody found it? Let's share the reading. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Luke 20, 17. Hallelujah. And he beheld them. Yes.
What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the
corner. Amen. What is written? It is written. Somebody say it is written. What is this that is written? And what is it that is written? The stone which the builders of 2017 rejected. That stone is the same one that God is going to use as cornerstone. Hallelujah. Now, many people would like to think that God loves us, and that his faithfulness comes to us because we are valuable. No, 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 no. Actually, we are valuable because God loves us. God is not looking for you to love you because you are the most precious of all his creation. That's why David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Everything about you must praise God. Because he did not wait for you to have value before loving you. He loved you so that you may have value. So everything. And the day the Lord opened my eyes to this scripture, I began to use it actually as a warfare in addition to worship. I will say to myself, anything that wants to stay in me that can't worship God, you have no abode, no place to live. Because I am an embodiment of worship. Amen? And so when things come and they want to suggest, can we, they knock, coco, coco, headache, coco, coco, backache, coco, coco, legache, coco. I say, can you praise God with me? If you can't praise God, vamos. Because everything that is in me is ordained to praise the Lord. I pray that everything that cannot praise God in this remaining 12 hours, God will purge them of you. Because in the new year we are going, you will not hesitate to praise the Most High God in the name of Jesus. What places value on us is the giving of Jesus. When God chose to give us his very best, himself, in the person of Jesus, that actually pays every other price. It surpasses any other value you want to place on you or what man may want to place on you. And that's why God is still redeeming souls. That's why the first benefit that David counted was he forgives your sin. That is where value begins. If you are living and you do not have the evidence that God has forgiven your sin and has led you into this place, I want you to agree with God in this time that we are in, that you are not going to be called a sinner in 2018. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So you have the value that God places on you. If you have walked in the purpose and counsel of God throughout 2017, you are of greater value on this 31st of December than when we started. Hallelujah. If you have obeyed, remember to obey the commandments of God. If you have kept covenant, both in your marriage, in your calling, in your career, you have fulfilled covenant because you understand the work of God. You have greater value today than when we started in January. Hallelujah. God has just, so you have increased value. God has just added value to you. If you obey the word of God, you came into church, you heard the preaching of the word, you went home and you put it to practice, you have greater value. The faithfulness of God has added value to you. Amen. The second thing is that God's faithfulness protects us. Hallelujah. God's faithfulness protects us. Someone says this, Alexander Gross is his name. He says there is more safety with Christ in the tempest, than without Christ in the calmest waters. There is more safety. The Lord gave us the word that he is our refuge and our strength in 2017. I can tell you, it's not because the storms did not rise. It's not because the wind did not blow. It's not because the enemy did not attempt. But because we have God and his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Actually, it is often in the valleys of storms of life that you tend to begin to doubt God's faithfulness. The enemy begins to chip away at your confidence. When the storms of life come, when it appears as if things are not going as you desire them. But one thing we know is that God did not forsake us. Even in the times of trouble, his presence was with us. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you know, when this was going on, I felt the Holy Spirit was saying to me that this protection of God is more profound when we are not even aware of his presence. God's protection is more profound. We had a few hours, 365 days in 2017. An average person is allowed to sleep 8 hours. That's about 100 days of the year. You were just sleeping and God kept keeping you. You were snoring. God kept keeping you. He didn't ask you to come and fight the enemy by yourself. God's faithfulness kept you. Not when you could say, I'm going to fight and defend myself. His faithfulness kept you. Even in your waking moments, there were times you were just driving because you've always driven before, not because you were alert. Not because you were alert. You were just driving because you've always taken this road. You know which way to go. And God kept you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He preserved you. The David said he redeemed our lives from destruction.
Amen.
He did not allow us to smell the passage we took. There were some paths you took. After you left, accident, bam. Some roads you decided, oh, let me just go this way. If you had been there 1 minute before, you would have been involved in the collision. Somebody say, God redeemed me. His faithfulness protects us. The third thing is God's faithfulness is enough for us. Someone says, God's strength behind you, his plan for you, his love within you, his arms beneath you are more sufficient for the job ahead of you. God behind you, God within you, his arms beneath you, they are all more sufficient than what the task ahead, the challenges ahead. Many of us are deceived into thinking we can handle things on our own. We just add on God and just put on the God factor when it's convenient. But his word says, without me, you can do nothing. Without me. So for you to have done anything this year is because of him. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. Whatever you did, whatever you accomplished, whatever you attempted, whatever you desired, he said, without me, you can do nothing. The Bible says it is God who works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. So if you ever had any good thoughts from husband to wife, from wife to husband, from parents to children, from the church to the members, from the members to the church, it's because of his faithfulness. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's faithfulness sustains us is the fourth thing. The everlasting Father who cared for you today will surely take care of you tomorrow and every day. Hallelujah. The God who took care of you for the year 2017, the one you sang about, is already ahead of you in 2018. And his strength does not fail. He does not grow weary. The God who does not sleep but gives sleep. The God one who does not grow weary but gives strength. That's the God we are talking about, his faithfulness. I pray that you will not think that you were strong because you could drink malts or stouts or cigarettes. Or you had pounded yam, so you became strong. You cooked the best dish, so you were very strong. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Because in your saying it, strength comes. I want you to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I hope you will begin to depend totally on him for strength. Every other substance is still a substance, not the source. Every substance that people depend on for strength, for clarity, for boldness, is still a sub means under, is substandard. You need the source. I pray that as we cross into 2018, you will let go of substances and hold on to the source. In the name of Jesus, God's faithfulness cleanses us. Oh, I read this and I think it was good when I read it. I trust God is still good. This is what Theodora Coyler says. God sometimes washes the eyes of his children with tears, that they may read aright his providence and his commandments. It was Kathy who said, there are some things that only the eyes that have cried can see. She said it during the anniversary. She said, there are some things in life that it's only the eyes that have cried that can see them. I pray that wherever God has allowed you to cry in the year 2017, it will be for clarity of vision. In the name of Jesus. It will make your sight to be clearer for 2018. Your affliction will not come on you the second time. in the name of Jesus Christ. As the cry of Abel cried and brought vengeance, I pray every situation that you have cried over, God will remember your tears and bring out a good news for you. In the name of Jesus. He washes the eyes of his children with tears that they may read aright his providence and his commandments. And no one loves a time of discipline that comes through the faithfulness of God. We resist painful situations because they reveal more clearly our own sinful nature. Yet God is faithful to allow the right amount of pressure to cleanse us from our selfishness so that we may be more readily used by him. Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your pain is not wasted. God has packaged them in order to refine you and bring you into greater glory. Number 6, God's faithfulness is revealed in us as we pray. Someone says prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. You are not praying because God is reluctant. It is laying hold of his highest willingness. When you discover the will of God, you go into prayer to see the will of God done in your life. So the people that are praying are not the people who are being resisted. They are the people that are being helped to bring the will of God to pass. I pray that in the year 2018, we thank God for our children in the year 2017. They prayed more than they've ever prayed before. As we challenged them, they went into the word. God spoke to them. Parents helped them. And they came and they led us in prayer. I'm praying that in the year that is coming, our prayer altar will be more fervent, amen, will be more effectual, and will avail great things in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is faithful to answer our prayers according to his will and not ours. Many times we resist this because we are afraid that his will is not the best. However, the faithfulness of God moves beyond our meager requests and presses us to see his glory in answered prayers in his will. Many times when you look back, looking back to my life, I see many things you have done for me. Yes, Lord. Looking back to my knees, I see many things you have done for me. I thank you. Oh, the grace to kneel before God is the strength to stand before the world. The grace to bow before God is the grace to stand before the world. I pray that everyone who has been in prayer, you will not draw back. And those of us who are still in need of help to be able to pray, I pray that you will arise in the place of prayer in Jesus' name. You know, Psalm 103 says the angels, they do the bidding of God. They are obedient to him. They are doing his will. I pray that if angels are doing the will of God and they are not made in the image of God, I pray that those of us that are made in the image of God, we will do better than even angels. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The seventh point is God's faithfulness is beyond us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why David looked from himself. He looked at his soul. He challenged his soul to praise the Lord. He looked around him. He talked about the faithfulness of God that Israel saw, that the deeds of the ways of God that Moses knew. And then he went into heaven. That even beyond the earthly realm, the faithfulness of God can be seen there. That's why angels are not in resistance to the will of God. The very first time Satan did it, it was cast out. I am praying for you that you will see that the faithfulness of God is already ahead of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, as believers, we can be so choked up with our schedules. Even the things we do in God's name, We become tired, we become weary. We sometimes lose our focus on God and move forward with our business. Some of us, we have already packaged our business to come to 2018. You already say, next Sunday I won't be in church, I'll be shopping. The following one, I will try, I'm not sure. I'm a busy person, you know. You are carrying business into a new year. God is giving you a new year and you're already filling it with business. Will you come to pray on Fridays? I'm very busy. What of the Wednesday prayer time? I'm actually very busy. What of Sunday? I will try. Somebody deal with business. Sort out business and begin. What did you? What was the topic for women?
Making your business God's business.
Make your business God's business. Hallelujah. In the year 2018, the year of awesome wonder, God is not going to consult you to choose the time he's going to move. He's not going to ask you, when is it convenient for you? I want to turn situations around for you. What time can I come? God, let me check my calendar. I'll come back to you. Let me check my diary. That's how we are dealing with God now. God, you want to do that? Just give me. I need to check with my rota. Let me check my rota. I'm not talking to you. Do you have a rota? Help me ask the person beside you. Do you have a rota? May God rotate your rota right up to your face. May God rotate your rota to be favorable. In the name of Jesus. God's faithfulness is not going to wait for your permission. Hallelujah. Let's rise up to our feet. Great is thy faithfulness. I don't know it fully. Media, help me. There is no shadow of turning with you. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. Grant has been, thou will ever be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I seek. All I have needed, the hands have provided. Yes, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Brethren, the faithfulness of God that you have seen in 2017, they are not going to reduce in 2018. But my plea is that your own faithfulness will rise. By the help of the Holy Spirit, we know that of ourselves we can do nothing. But we need the help of God. So we want to thank God for the faithfulness we received. There were reports from the doctors, reports from the bankers, reports from the lawyers, reports from far and near, some telephone calls that made your heart to shake. But God saw you through. So you are going to be grateful to him. You are going to lift up your voice of thanksgiving. Not just for yourself, but for your family, for the church, for the nation. On Friday, the Lord helped us to thank God on your behalf. But you are here today. Thank God for yourself. Even if you are here on Friday, thank God yet again. That God, I am a recipient of your faithfulness. I am a recipient, a witness of your faithfulness. For my children, for my husband or my wife, for the work you put in my hand, for Lord the church, for the assemblies, Lord, we have come to say, great is your faithfulness. For the healings, for the provision, Lord, for the abundance of peace, for love in our homes. Daddy, we say, great is your faithfulness. Lord, for the city, the opportunity to reach the lost, we say, great is your faithfulness. Jehovah, for awesome things that you did in our private lives, in our public lives, I don't know if you are thanking God, but I can borrow you even some examples of God's faithfulness. That your children sat exams and passed is God's faithfulness. That you sat exams and passed, God's faithfulness. That the diagnosis of the doctor did not go the negative way, but God arrested sickness on your behalf and turned it around for healing. That is part of God's faithfulness. That you had money in your pocket, whether you are paying for a bus or you are filling your car with fuel. That is because of God's faithfulness. You decided to travel, to fly, and God allowed you to go and to come back. It is his faithfulness. Lord, great is your faithfulness. At work, they were planning of reduction of redundancy. They were thinking of who to let go, but they didn't put your name down. Even if they put your name down, God canceled it. It is part of his faithfulness. Acknowledge him. Celebrate him. Yes, we thank God for new children that were born in the year, the new weddings that were consolidated in the year. And as a church, we say thank you, Father, that no life is missing. Lord, from January to December, only your hand kept us. Lord, we are saying thank you, Jehovah Shaddai. Lord, we are grateful that we did not eat the bread of sorrow. We did not drink the water of affliction. My God, we say thank you. We are still standing because of your mercy and your faithfulness. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We want to thank God for the Global Church and Word Fountain Christian Ministries. And those of us who are here who are worshiping in other churches, let's thank God for those churches. The plan of the devil this year was for each church to be shut. He already has people who have money to buy up the church. But Jesus said, I will build my church. Amen. Jesus didn't say, I will buy. I will build it. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We must not ignore that there is a contention in the heavenlies for the church just to close down, to be disgraced and to be put to shame. But God has said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That we as a church have a place we come in and we lock up, we come into when we want, and we are even hosting another church. It's God's mercy. That there is no day, no month, the rent is not paid. I've been thanking God for givers in this house. I've been thanking God for everyone who has been a financial channel of God into the house. There's been no day I send an email to the finance team and say, please pay, please pay, please pay. And they come back and say, sorry, Pastor, we cannot pay. It's because there are faithful people. Because the next prayer point, as we thank God for the church, we want to thank God for the faithful brethren. Amen. Those who labor in prayer, those who labor in giving, those who labor in the physical work. There is no, maybe 2 or 3 days you come into this church and the floor is filthy. It's because some people are making sure that the house of God is clean. There is no day you go into the gents or the ladies and you can't conveniently use it because some people take it upon themselves. The church is not the physical building. The church is the people. God is building. Thank God for Jesus. And thank him for the church, for building his church in 2017, for strengthening our arms to serve him, for making it possible for us even to give to his work. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for your laborers in this house. We thank you for our pastors. We thank you, Jehovah, for the ministers, for the elders. We thank you for the prayer mentors. We thank you for the choir, for the ushers, for the media, for the junior church. We thank you for the sanctuary keepers. We bless your name for the finance and admin team. Jehovah, we thank you. Lord, for the men of valor, the women of excellence, the ox of righteousness. Lord, we say thank you. That, Lord, you kept us. You strengthened our arms. Thank you for the tithers. Thank you for those that give their offering. Thank you for those that give to the building. We are grateful, Father. Those that sponsored projects, one way or the other. Lord, remember them that in the year 2017, you had co-laborers in this ministry. You had builders in this ministry. Let it be written to their name that they built with you because you proposed to build. We bless you, Father, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to thank God for all the assemblies. You know, the Lord helped us in Swindon, helped us in North Oxford, helped us in Cowley. The outreach of this year was outstanding. We haven't done anything like it before. I know some people were so used to the regular church, they couldn't catch up with church on the street. They couldn't catch up with outreaches. But I know that God of heaven will help you to see the fruit of the field. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I want you to thank God for all this assembly in Swindon, for the assembly in North Oxford, and the assembly in Cowley, especially for the impact in the community, for the outreaches. Lord, we thank you for souls that were brought to you. Those that were reminded of your faithfulness. Those that were reminded of your love. Lord, those that we knocked on their door. Those that we met on the way. Those that we gave to. Lord, we pray that they will be part of the harvest of the year 2017. Daddy, that those that made up their mind, they will not go back, oh God. And those who have not made up their mind, in the remaining hours, Lord, they will meet with you, even in forgiveness of sin. We thank you for our leaders. We thank you for the creative outreaches. We thank you for church on the street. We thank you, Daddy, for love your neighbors. We thank you, Jehovah Shaddai, for market, the market fellowship. We are so grateful, Father, for the prayer walks. We are grateful, oh God, for walk, oh God, at the carnival. We are so grateful for the many ways you used your church. Thank you that you have moved us from sitting to going. We have become missional by your grace. And Lord, we pray that you keep the fire. Amen. And that you help everyone who gave of themselves, that they will always have joy in going for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Most High God. I want you to thank God for 2018. I want you to see this, the year that is coming in less than 12 hours, as your year. Your year of awesome wonder. We are going to, by the grace of God, be praying about it tonight. But make it, because the Bible says, they that seek God early will find him.
Amen.
You are among those who will see the awesome wonders of God. And you will be a partaker of awesome wonders because of the mercy. Lord, by your grace, we are seeking you for 2018. And we acknowledge that by your mercy, we will see you as the God of awesome wonders. Our men will see you as the God of awesome wonders. Our women will see you as the God of awesome wonders. Our singles will see you as awesome wonders. Lord, in our youth and our children, they will see your awesome wonders. The students will see your awesome wonders. The workers will see your awesome wonders. Lord, families will see your awesome wonders. Lord, in Bible study, we'll see your awesome wonders. In prayer, we will see your awesome wonders. Even in outreaches, in evangelism, Lord, we will see awesome wonders. By your mercy, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless and we honor you. Lord, we acknowledge your love and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. During the 21-day fast, we ask that people should write their three requests. These are the requests, and the Lord God of heaven is receiving them. If you haven't done it, you can still see Minister Nkiru. You can write yours. The reason we do it is that you need to be focused on the desires of your heart. On Friday, we were talking about how Pastor Clara led us in January, the very first prayers of January 2017. She said there is a determined end and there is an expected end. Isaiah 46:10 says God determines the end from the beginning. And Proverbs says the God of heaven, your own expectations will not be cut short. What we are talking about your desire is that there will be a meeting point and a melting pot between your desires and the determined end that will make 2018 a year of fulfillment. That you yourself will know of a truth. God has God of awesome wonders. It does not mean that God will only do three things. But by these three things, you will know of a truth. That God has moved on your behalf. Thank God for 2018 as I lift up the prayer points. The desires and the requests of the people of God. And everyone that will yet be added. Lord, we release them to you. That, Lord, with your mighty hand, you will wrought wonders in every life, in every home, in the desires of your people. That, Lord, your people will know of a truth. You are the God of awesome wonders, for they will experience awesome wonders. We transfer all these requests into 2018. We decree there shall be no delay. We decree there shall be no delay. We decree there shall be no delay. We decree there shall be no hindrance. We decree there shall be no hindrance. We decree there shall be no hindrance. Lord, no one will faint in waiting. Hope will not be deferred. Lord, hope will not be deferred. Concerning these desires, the hearts of your children will not be sick. In the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, there shall be fulfillment of desires. We shall be a tree of life. We transfer them into your able hands. From my feeble hands, we place them in your able hands. And Lord, we turn them into testimonies to the praise and glory of your name. Amen. Father, I release your people, Lord, in the remaining hours of 2017, that there will be hours, O God, of great expectation, hours of outstanding testimonies, hours of rest, and hours of fulfillment. Lord, I pray that every home will know your peace. Lord, where there has been pain, I say because pain cannot praise you, I command pain to go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, where there has been discouragement and hearts have been fainting, Jehovah, I decree by the blood of the Lamb, let there be a separation between discouragement and your people. In the name of Jesus. Lord, where there has been lack, I pray that you are the God who supplies all. I pray that there will be a supply. In the name of Jesus. Lord, where there has been, oh God, infidelity, spiritual infidelity, marital infidelity, financial infidelity, parental infidelity. Lord, as you have dropped that word in my heart, I pray for repentance. I pray for repentance. I pray for repentance. Infidelity, the Lord rebuke you. You spirit of infidelity, the Lord rebuke you. You spirit of infidelity, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray sanctity in our hearts. Let there be a circumcision. Amen. That no one will come under pretense. Amen. No one will come under condemnation. Amen. Daddy, but the fear of God.
Amen.
Your fear. Your fear. Your fear. Your fear. Which is the beginning of wisdom. Will be the cloud under which we dwell. Not the fear of our circumstances, but the fear of the Lord. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.
keep me up, God, keep me high.
Yeah, 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 yeah.